You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
There have been so many good movies and documentaries based on the band Joy Division. It's really only time that we get the New Order biopic we all deserve. I was so excited. I cracked open a few beers, sat on the couch, and was just ready to enjoy the ride. And I gotta tell you, about 30 minutes in, I ran out of beer. I started to sober up, and I began to despair that I would ever even get a mention of Ian Curtis. No one ever once talks about Factory Records. We don't get so much as a clip of one of Peter Hook's distinctive bass lines. This is the worst biopic I've seen all year. It has nothing to do with Joy Division or New Order or Factory Records or post-punk or any of those things that I like. Once I sobered up a little bit, I realized that actually I had been watching the new movie, New Order, from Mexican writer-director Michel Franco. I am joined today by three fantastic reviewers. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about this rather divisive and controversial film. I am referring, of course, to my guest, Neil.
Hello.
Harmony.
I need a hug.
Don't we all? And Michael.
Hello.
Well, where to begin? I guess, as always, the beginning. New Order is set in modern-day Mexico in a very wealthy neighborhood. It is on the day of the daughter's wedding. It is full of all of these high-society folks. Meanwhile, out on the streets in Mexico, there are violent protests from the underclasses and oppressed. Before long, what seems to be a happy event starts to go sideways when the violence from the streets begins to seep into their own backyard, quite literally. Before long, society is collapsed, the rich and the poor at one another's throats, and as Neil himself said before we started recording, this is a movie in which no good deed goes unpunished.
The trailer had me intrigued. We had Parasite within the last couple of years, which was an excellent movie on class versus class and the struggles within each class. So I'm like, all right, this is kind of riding in that wake of that. The trailer is giving you this kind of eat the rich, everything's going to be flipped on its head. It doesn't deliver. This movie just lays there. I mean, even the tagline on IMDb and everything is talking about how this new order is coming about. No, there isn't. It stalls out really quick. And I think, pondering on it, there's no main character. There's nobody we take this little gruesome, brutal fucking trip with. We get close. I think we get close with the bride. But we don't learn much about her other than she's potentially the one good person at her own wedding. That's
might
it.
Be the only nice person in that family.
She gives a very fine performance. The actress, who I'm not familiar with, Nayan Gonzalez Norvind, I believe, she's Marianne. You can see her right away because she's the one person dressed in a red pantsuit, unusual for a wedding. But it clashes really nicely with all of the green. And boy, you're going to see a lot of green paint in this movie, which is the symbol, the symbolic color of the protests that are happening on the streets. An old family domestic employee arrives at the wedding, asking her for the family for some assistance because of the protest. His wife has been kicked out of a hospital. She needs an important surgery, but now he has to take her to a private clinic and he doesn't have the money. He goes to this very wealthy family and we see two or three different family members interact with him, and they all treat him with different levels of condescension. And Marianne is the only one who says, you know what? No, this guy needs help. She drives out to go deliver the money. accompanied by Cristian Fernando Poato, who is one of her employees and the son of Marta, one of the other employees who's back at the house. And these are kind of the two families that we're following. This very wealthy family and their domestic servants that they have kind of a decent relationship with. But like Neil said, no good deed goes unpunished in this movie. No sooner is she out of the house, they are assaulted by protesters, picked up by the military, and Marianne finds herself in a prison being brutalized, tortured, and raped, and held for ransom. That's not a spoiler. That's, by the way, that's like the first 30 minutes of the movie. This movie should come with trigger warnings, by the way.
Yeah.
It's super triggery.
I'm not Mr. Sensitive Trigger Warning Guy, but seriously, if brutality and rape and torture do bad things to you mentally and psychically, this movie you should perhaps avoid. And I apologize to you guys if we didn't give you that warning beforehand.
I found it triggery. I found once we got to the rape, it was like, oh, this is not going to be a good movie. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's just not going to be in any way an enjoyable ride.
My issue is that I have a hard time when there's like no hope. Like, I'll watch a movie that has zombies or, you know, horrible things happening. If there is like a ray of hope somewhere, there's none in this movie. I found it really triggery and just kind of awful to sit through. And I was like, oh, because I was really excited about it. I was like, oh yay, eat the rich, let's do it. And I'm like, because I'm all for that. And but really, like, but if any like revolution ever happens, good people get caught up in it. And there are like, there's literally not a good faction in this movie.
Well, you know? Maybe there is, but we don't see them. And that's one of my issues with this movie. We're sold, as Neil said, this bill of goods about, you know, it's the rich versus the poor. It's a movie about income inequality and what happens when the poor finally stand up. Honestly, remember those driving videos we saw when we were kids, when we were learning how to drive, and they would show people in car wrecks and they'd get all bloody and shit? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the economic equivalent here. This is a movie that's trying to scare rich people straight. It's saying, look, guys, you got to either resolve income equality or this is what's going to happen. This is a nightmare scenario. This is late capitalism. It's too late to turn back. And the momentum is now on the side of the poor. The problem is, once they overturn society, they disappear from the narrative.
Yeah.
Oh, completely. And by the end, the system has righted itself, and we have other characters who are caught up in the cover-up. Spoilers, we find out who's responsible for her captivity, and they're a faction inside of faction, and they weren't tied to anybody except their own greed. And so the family swept up in that shit, too. And it ends with, you see the groups separated, and the system has righted itself as far as we know.
Right.
There was a burst of uprise, some looting, some murder. It's all good now. So while I think it starts, to your point, Marco, of it's to scare the rich straight, by the end it's a, no, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Most of you will get out of this. You'll be fine.
Well, I don't know if I felt that well.
It's a very cynical take.
I was going to say, I didn't even see it as like a scare the rich straight situation. I saw it literally as, doesn't matter what you're going to do, life sucks, there's no point. That's the lesson I got from this movie, is like, it is so dark and dreary. What's the point of revolution or anything if you just go get steamrolled? There's no hope, there's nothing.
I've only seen this movie once, and I'm not inclined to watch it again, but I have to admit, I have been thinking a lot about it over the past several days, and rarely is there a movie that I am so undecided on where I stand with it, because I hated it when I watched it. And the more I thought about it, the more I admired it. But then I went back to hating it again. I think if I'm being generous, if there's any point to this movie, I think it's the idea that, hey, it's late stage capitalism. If you don't pump the brakes now on income inequality, if you allow that gap to get too far, inevitably society is going to get torn down, and that's going to create a scenario by which fascism and authoritarianism can take root. And now everybody's screwed. But that's me being generous. That's me doing a lot of work thinking about what I thought this movie was trying to say. I'm not sure that director Franco made that clear.
Right.
For me, for my part, I saw it as a warning to the rich, you know, got to straighten up or this is what's going to happen. But I also saw it as a warning to the poor that if you just take up arms to smash everything down without a good plan for what happens next, mm-hmm. you'll lose too. You'll be ground under as society rights itself. And it will right itself literally over your dead body.
You had started to say the two classes, and that sparked an idea that this movie is kind of three classes. The haves, the have-nots, and the have-somes. And the have-somes are fucked in this. We don't even know, to your point also, Margo, we don't know what happens to the have-nots at all. They are in the first 20-ish minutes, and then they vanish. We don't see anything. And then it's all people. You could kind of say the bride was on the edge of middle class, upper class, but everyone else, the faction within the faction, this family trying to help her, all the steps they go through just to get back to her family to try to tell them what's happening to her, they go through all these hoops just to get screwed. So the middle is who gets completely eradicated in here because we don't know what happens to the lower class, but the upper class, eh.
And they're being screwed by people they know. People they know in the military, who they know who work in the political class. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is a film made in Mexico, written, directed by a Mexican filmmaker. I imagine that in Mexico, this is going to have a resonance for some people that it may not have. I mean, likewise with Parasite, which is the movie that everyone's going to compare this to. Right. Because that's the only class-conscious horror movie that anybody else can think of in the past couple years. Really, other than the Purge series. Those films were somewhere between entertaining, insightful, clever, inventive. This movie just takes a bat and hits you over the head over and over. And I kind of wanted something more because this movie in many regards is excellent. Right. That's what's really fucking with my head. Because from a technical perspective, from performances, from the production design to the cinematography to the staging to the editing, everything is top notch. This is barely a 90-minute movie. There's no fat on this movie, but there doesn't really feel like there's anything nutritious on this movie either. There's no fat, there's no meat, there's just a bone like a monkey from 2001 knocking you upside the head with it repeatedly. I'm sorry. That's monkeyist of me. I meant to say ape.
I mean, I do agree with you that it does kind of hit you over the head with what it's saying. I think of it as a terrible story, beautifully told.
Absolutely agree with that. This is, from a technical perspective, Franco has really done a fantastic job. I was never bored. I was always on the edge of my seat. But I don't particularly like any of these characters. There's no reason to get attached to any of them. And ultimately, I kind of felt like his political message was somewhat muddled. I didn't want this spoon-fed to me, but at least put it all on the plate.
Yeah.
This feels like someone walked in with a beautiful dish and then, you know, just threw it all over the room and said, here, make a meal out of this.
Eat off the wall.
Well, before we totally go off the wall, why don't we start moving towards our final thoughts? Michael, I'm going to let you go first.
Harmony and I watched this together, and at first we were wondering, you know, okay, what country is this from? We didn't remember that it was from Mexico, and then we saw, you know, the Mexican flag, and we heard, you know, people talking. It's like, oh, okay, this is Mexico. And I still held out hope that we would, you know, get some sort of redemption for some of these characters. But after the movie was over, I turned to my wife and say, you know what, I forgot that this is a Latin American story told by a Latin American director. And if you've ever read much Latin American literature, they're not big on happy endings. They don't, I don't know if they don't think they're realistic or whatnot, but you don't necessarily get a happy ending in a Latin American piece of literature. And this was absolutely right in line with that. You know, it's always kind of a, sort of a, you know, life sucks. Here's another way in which it sucks. And like I said, it was beautifully told, but from my American, I like some sort of redemption at the end sensibilities, the bleakness at the end when, you know, even characters who are decent, you know, don't get out unscathed, and the people who really deserve to be, you know, standing on the gallows are just fine at the end. I'm glad I saw it. I would certainly recommend it to anyone sort of advocating, we've got to burn it all down and start over. But I wouldn't watch it again because it was kind of stressful. I will give this one 6 out of 10 work pass lanyards.
Very good, sir. Neil.
I agree with most of what Michael says, but not exactly how. We got to similar place, but not exactly. I don't need a happy ending. I need an ending. And this movie, we pretty much end up back at square one with a few less people there. And the message is, I'm going to be piecemealing parts of what everybody has said so far, but the whole storyline is muddled. We don't know what's happening. It's kind of three different movies of Rise Up, then the brutality, and then the ship writes itself at the end, trust in the ship. Yes, it does look good. I think it's put together well. What's brutal is brutal. I wouldn't go as far. I didn't find it cringeworthy, but it doesn't seem to sugarcoat, but it leaves certain things for your mind's eye to play out, and that's even more dangerous. But then when you're done with this, it's like, wait, what the fuck were you trying to say? I have no idea. And sometimes, yeah, I disagree with the movie's ending, and you can get into a healthy debate about it. But this, I don't think this has an ending. It never really gets going. We don't have a main character to really cheer against, cheer for, or to really feel, I think, feel when they meet a shitty end. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 10 stuffed envelopes full of money on your wedding day.
Harmony, give us your final thoughts, please.
Didn't care for this at all. Maybe I'm too sensitive, or maybe I'm too American, or maybe, I don't know. I needed some hope, and there was, like I said, there was none. Kind of the best part of the movie, for me anyway, was like the very beginning, when it kind of does that montage. Some of the scenes actually happen in the movie, and some is just kind of alluded to later. So you don't actually ever see it in the film itself. And I thought that was really kind of cool, like the way that they did that. But other than that, I have no desire to ever see this again. I am mad at the tagline and the kind of the misdirect. All that being said, it is well put together. So I'm going to give this 4 out of 10 buckets of green paint.
I'm not sure I agree with Neil that it doesn't have an ending. I think the ending, however, is pretty bleak. It's a new order. Society is broken down. There is a new fascist order. Some people are going to be okay, sure, but it does seem like the majority of people in this society, regardless of where they land on the class structure, are all screwed and worse off than they were before. I think this is a nightmare of late-stage capitalism, a cautionary tale, but I do feel that a lot of its politics are either too nuanced for non-Mexican audiences or, more than likely, just a little bit muddled. I'm not sure that Michel Franco has any ideas or anything constructive to say about this issue. It's just like, hey, this is what's going to happen, unless we do something. I don't know what that is, but if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen, and everybody's going to get fucked, unless you happen to sit at the highest echelons of the military and their corporate masters and are part of the new fascist structure that is going to rule over society once we've torn everything down and allow the rich and the poor to eat one another. I guess that's what the movie is trying to say. Like I said, I really struggled with this. Part of me wants to give it 9.5 stars. This is exquisitely crafted, highly effective. But on a moral, personal level, I kind of feel that it's muddled and a bit irresponsible even. There's already been some pushback in Mexico against Michel Franco, because of the way the poor are depicted in this movie as largely brown, angry, violent, and he's kind of tried to walk that back, whereas the elites are very white, clearly European. In my own limited experience with Mexico and in my own family, I can tell you that kind of racism is real. That level of prejudice based on skin color, it's not unsurprising to see wealthier people looking much more European and the domestics being much more indigenous looking. And of course, all the folks who are blended in between. So I didn't find that too offensive. In fact, that struck me as rather real. I could imagine that one day a bunch of servants are going to rise up and just say, fuck you, man. I'm tired of working for you. I'm going to take all your shit. This is payback for decades of abuse and neglect. But again, those poor people who I kind of wanted to see at the center of this movie are quickly forgotten. And that movement is just co-opted by a big, horrible fascist regime, and everything sucks and everything's awful. Yeah. And why even get out of bed in the morning? This is a movie that is bleak, without hope. And I think movies like that have value. But again, as you can tell, I'm stalling because I don't want to give my review because I'm still at this moment still conflicted. Things you guys said made me want to change my mind. Ultimately, I'm going to have to fall somewhere in the middle. I'll give this movie 6 out of 10 military juntas you didn't expect to end up in charge. And boy, I would have much rather watched another movie about Joy Division or New Order. Instead, I just got this bizarre love triangle of the rich, the poor, and the military.
That sounds like a song.